This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program, as opposed to anybody else. There is somebody who had the audacity to use the Good Day logo on a program. Actually, Fox used it, too, for a while, until my lawyer sent them a note suggesting that I owned the term Good Day Show, Good Day Radio, Good Day This, Good Day That, and that if you would mind your own P's and Q's, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
How'd that work?
It worked and it didn't work.
And it didn't work.
Well,
there's a good side.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off in this hour of Good Day. We're all very happy to be here with you. It's so nice to be with you. Remember that song? Everything you say and do. Bump, bump, bump. You don't remember that song?
No, I forgot.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I want everybody, this is my mantra for the world.
Okay,
find a job that you can be happy to go to every day. Be happy with your job. It
also
sounds like.
Started in middays.
Yeah. Right? Instead of like we do in the morning at 4
find
o'clock.
Find a job you love that starts at noon.
Yeah, right. Well, I've been around cows all my life and getting up at 4 o'clock, so it's never been a big deal. I think that's why one of the reasons that I started on doing mornings, even when I was back in college, is because I was up. And so, you know, you kind of start that. It was easy for me to go do stuff at that hour of the day. I always had classes in the morning, and then I could go work on, there was a bull farm in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school. that leads
so when you went to college, actually, this is we've known each other for a long time. Okay, so when you went to college, you still worked on a farm.
Yep, I did. I worked on the farm. I worked in the radio station. Since I was in college, I've done the same things till today. Worked on a radio.
I knew that. I thought because you know I knew that you were around the farm growing up. I did not know that you actually sought one out when you went to college.
There's a very famous bull farm in Tiffin, Ohio. And it was very interesting. I was in charge of shoveling manure.
Still? Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay,
right,
so
exactly,
what did you earn for working on that farm? Can you remember?
I think it was $2 an hour or something like that. Yeah. It's not big money. The first
pretty
radio
good
job.
For 1847. I mean, that's pretty good money.
Thank you. That's right. Dun, dun, dun. The first radio job I had paid me $1.85 an hour. I do remember that. But I think working on the farm was $2 an hour. All right, let's see what we can find out here. Again, sort of the theme here is for you to be important. It's more important to be happy with your job because sometimes it's often less important than how you do it. If you're happy, doesn't that help you define yourself? Think about that for a second. Looking at our job, many people identify themselves. You know, they give you a card here. This is who I am. No, it's not. It's what you do. It's not who you are. But if you're holding a job that you like, it can help you be a better person, feel better. Which comes first, being a better person and doing a better job, or doing a better job and becoming a better person?
Well, I think it's also something that you're proud of. That helps your identity, too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I've been looking forward to this for at least 24 hours. The overview of the great Lauren Boebert. And I always thought she was a classless piece of trash. Now I know she is.
I'm going to say that she's probably not.
No,
I'm not making excuses for her. Can you just let me finish for a second?
I'm not sure.
I'm
go
not
ahead, try it though.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying that she's doing worse than other people in her age and her situation because she's, as she said, she's gone through a divorce, she's dating, blah, blah, blah. You know, okay, fine.
What, so you got to let the guy fall under your breast and
no,
you reach over and take care of
it? Can you let me finish? You're going to like the next part.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I understand that she's in a position that a lot of 37-year-old women are in. Maybe they have one too many cocktails and they might do something that they're not proud of. That being said, when you know that the world hates you for your political views... and they do. I mean,
I hate her for her political views.
Oh, no, you absolutely.
I just think she's
you can hear in your voice. You're joyful that she was caught on camera.
No, I'm not. I'm joyful.
Oh, yeah.
That,
all right.
I think she and AOC and all these other people.
But there are a lot of people, and AOC is another one, that would be joyful in the fact that if they caught them doing something, that they're going to exploit it. So you have to outsmart those people. And if you're going to do stupid things, you better be sure that no one's got a camera going.
Right.
And you better be sure not to make a jerk out of yourself because you're going to get caught.
So
every single time, whether you're AOC or you're Lauren Boebert, if you're doing something like that, somebody's going to be targeting you because they're not afraid to be loud. They paint a target on themselves.
Well, yeah, right. So you have done a masterful job, as I knew you would, at sort of smoothing this over.
Well,
and it is, it's not
that, it's not that I'm a Lauren Boebert fan, because I'm not, really.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that I have, like, any, like, oh, my God, I have to protect her. But I just look at this from, like, an honest perspective. I don't think she was, I'm sure people have had bad nights. I know that.
She said she fell short of her values.
Yeah. But you know what? She's been falling short of her values, it sounds like. I mean, she's dating a guy who's owning drag bars, and she comes out. And here's another thing. Can I make a comment about this?
Please. We're here to make comments.
Because there are a lot of people who are conservative, who are clutching their pearls about the drag queens, and there's a bunch of people on the other side of the aisle who are clutching their pearls, saying, oh, these drag queens are like saints. No. I think it is perfectly fair to say that anyone who is dressed in a sexualized manner should not be reading 3-year-old story time books in a library. Whether you're a drag queen or a stripper, anybody who is dressed in a sexualized manner, I think it just makes sense,
should probably not be
reading to young children.
Common sense.
That being said, you want to go to like a drag brunch or something? I'm with you. Yay, fun, great, go have fun. But you're over 18 or you're over 21 and you're not reading to a 4-year-old. I don't know how we can't. It seems like when some conservatives
talk... Why is that so hard to figure out?
I don't know, but it drives me nuts. Because when some conservatives talk, they just want to, like, ace drag queens off the planet. And then when the other side of the aisle talks, it's like everybody needs to be a drag queen or you're a hateful jerk. I don't understand how we can't just look at what's appropriate for the situation. And Lauren Boebert was guilty of it. She runs off the mouth of the same kind of stuff. And so when she's dating a guy who runs drag bar, she looks like an idiot. Thank you. And end of story.
Well.
Right, I just don't know why we can't just exercise common sense.
All right, okay, calm down.
Right?
I'm more interested in the business that... What caught my attention wasn't so much that she was fondling this guy's junk.
That should have caught your attention. That was something to see.
It did catch my attention, but it was the fact she was vaping in the theater. Unless she was drunk...
I'm pretty sure that there were cocktails involved, just by looking at the footage a few times as I have.
Yeah.
I think something was going on.
So, but as a public, you know, one of the things that happens as a, if you will, a public servant is that you're under greater scrutiny. That's part of the job.
And not just a public servant, but one who has a really loud and big opinion.
She and Marilyn Green and... what's her name? It is Marilyn, right?
It's your girlfriend.
Marjorie. And AOC and that other woman who it sounds like I'm a sexist here because I have no problem with a man.
No, Matt Gaetz would be another one. You're not a sexist. Matt Gaetz is another one.
George, what's his face? DeSantis, what's his name? With a guy from New York.
George Santos. Eric Swalwell. Adam Schiff. These would be people who are loud.
And
who would know that they are targets.
Yep. And not only are they loud, but they're all, maybe they're loud because they're jerks, or they're jerks because they're loud. Not sure which it is, but anyway, I find all of this stuff. These people who are loud, they get caught and then they find marriage. If you're, doesn't she have children, Boebert? Doesn't she have children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One just, I think, older children, I think, is also going to be like a dad or something like that.
Well, she's only 37, though.
She started young, Doug.
Apparently she did.
I think so.
That tells you, well, I don't know, does that tell you something?
Well, you also have to remember, I mean, that's not necessarily fair, because different areas of the country, you know, more things are normal.
Mm. Well, Anyway, not if she didn't do herself proud. Yeah, right. But we've all had our... Listen, my life hasn't been completely without embarrassment, and nobody's has been completely without... I don't know. Maybe you probably have never been embarrassed because
oh God, I'm embarrassed every day, and I dwell on it. What are you talking about? My shame bone takes up my whole back.
No, but see, you shouldn't be, because you're as close to a perfect human being as I think I know.
No, you're sweet.
Well, I think that's you are. You're one of the most wonderful people. You are every bit as good as you sound on the air. You're helpful, you're kind, you're sweet, people love you, and there's something to be said for that. We can't all be nice, so otherwise we wouldn't appreciate people like you when it gets down to the brass tacks.
Hey,
well, I say it because I love you, and you know that I mean it, so it's there. But anyway, and I also mean what I say about Lauren Boebert. Excuse me, I can't tell you that I didn't chuckle. I was on a tractor yesterday. And I was thinking of all of the things that you and I could say. About, I was actually, once in my life, I was actually rehearsing.
You were writing material?
I was coming up with things like a stroke of genius on her part.
Oh, you're like working for the local newspaper.
I was coming up with stuff using the term junk. Let's see, what else did I do?
Did you watch the whole thing? It was.
I did. Ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Very spicy. And she's a very, very pretty girl. I think a lot of people, maybe, whether they liked her before politically, might be paying more attention to her.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't believe how the guy was groping her and how obvious he was about it. He was rubbing her
super
chest.
Super weird, wasn't it? It was just
right.
It was very.
And how did
bizarre.
She meet this? What would have attracted him?
He's a bar owner in Aspen, so I guess, you know. Mm.
Yeah, she's from
running
Colorado.
In circles.
She from Aspen? Is that
no? She's from she's actually my my grandparents' ones that just passed away. She's in their district. It's Grand Junction. It's a bunch of smaller towns in Colorado, Western Colorado.
So how did she get started? What did she do for politics before she became?
So the only thing that I know about her history is what my. It was very funny because I'll remember this clear as day. My grandfather's wife, who I refer to as my bonus grandma, she was sitting there and she knows that I was into politics. She goes, "You're going to have to watch this one." She said, "She owns a bar. She carries a gun. And she's really making waves in politics here." And here she is.
Da 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 da. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
You know, I didn't even think about this until Trina Sheets with the National Emergency Management Office says you can make your vehicle into a disaster-prepared car by having an emergency kit ready. And Sheets says, most importantly, you need this for any disasters headed your way.
Well, I think it goes back to making a plan, right? Having that plan, know what threats and hazards are mainly facing your community. And your listeners, if they want more information, they can do an internet search for their state emergency management agency website. And they all have just a ton of really great resources to inform citizens about the threats that face their communities and what they can do to be prepared for them. So it's educating yourself, I think, so that, you know, again, when the bad thing happens, you know what you're going to do and your family does as well.
Make sure and help your elderly neighbors, too. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sawbuck promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry, visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
You copy?
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of any timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignment.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Make the air. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day for you. When I come back on laughing, especially when Jennifer is here, you know that there's something lewd. Jennifer has said something that was lewd, crude, and uncouth.
You're right.
And so, and you can imagine that with all this conversation about Lauren Boebert, how easy it is to do any and all of that. So
I wish I could claim it was original material, but just search around on social media. You'll find something
funny. Yeah, plenty of that. Well, that was what I was practicing on the tractor yesterday, how I was going to approach this with you, if you will. All right, let's get to some of the things going on in social media beside Lauren Boebert. You can connect
to us.
All
you have to do is just say, here's the rub. She got kicked out of the theater.
Yeah. See, I knew. And that was why I said something along the lines of, come on, we get lost on this. Here is the latest from TikTok, social media trending. The TikTok trending focus is how often men think about the Roman Empire. This is kind of like a Lauren Boebert moment.
Yeah, so I kind of saw this.
Did you? Yeah, the virtual question. A lot of people are asking their boyfriends, their husbands, their fathers, a new trend that's taking over TikTok around. So what did you think?
I don't know. I don't know what it means, like to distract themselves from, like, other things? Or
It began after an Instagram user, and somebody online known as Gaius Flavius, shared some reels of video. Ladies, many of you do not realize how often men think about the Roman Empire. So now there have been all of this. This is one simple little thing, and this is what happens with social media. People on television talking about it. People at parties are talking about it. Yes, I want to know what you think about the Roman Empire. What about the soldiers and what they wore?
Apparently, you know, football was this weekend, week number two, your favorite. And yes. One of the guys that I just love, Rob Gronkowski, who used to play with Tom Brady on the Patriots.
Yep. Patriots.
Then went to Florida, and then now he's retired. He's a commentator now. And I happen to see a little bit of the game, and they show him up in the blimp, and he's just such a lovable goofball. And so apparently they asked him, I just looked this up, when do you think of the Roman Empire, Rob, during football yesterday? Yeah. He said, only when I watch the movie Gladiator, so once every 3 years.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I had no idea this existed until I came across this. One expert explanation for why men think about the Roman Empire is that the era has been historically overemphasized in Western societies. However, there is not true consensus as to why men think about the Roman Empire so frequently. What's the matter with me? I don't think about the Roman Empire at all. I didn't even know this was a social media thing until Jay sent me this bit of information. I'm looking at it and saying to myself, huh? You got nothing better to do? What in the world is going on with people in their minds?
I don't know, but this has, like, really made everything. The New York Times had
There's a Washington Post thing on it.
Yeah, men obsessed with the Roman Empire. Women discusses girl version of male obsession with the Roman Empire.
Bring me more Lauren Boebert. Okay. There's something that we posted at all of our social media at Good Day Networks about Bud Light and how they're losing shelf space in major retailers because of all of this hoopla about the drag queen. Was she a drag queen?
She's a transgender person.
So anyway, I was looking at some of the comments about how people now are upset because, in this particular person's point of view, we have men and women working for the distributor losing money. Their families are suffering, their business is suffering because of this. And I think that's something.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Marine Corps pilot safely ejected from a fighter jet over North Charleston, South Carolina yesterday around 2 p.m. The pilot is in stable condition. However, the plane, an F-35 Lightning II jet, is missing. The plane's location and trajectory has led search to be focused on Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion, both north of Charleston. Law enforcement has joined the search for the missing aircraft, and military officials appealed in online posts yesterday asking for any help from the public in locating the aircraft. Why the pilot ejected is still unknown. Today marks the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. In what is considered the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades, the strike against the three automakers has so far involved nearly 13,000 of the UAW's roughly 150,000 members. Lance Pry, USA News.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
News, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Lifting your spirits higher and higher, that's the Job of the Good Day program, among other things, talking about things that matter to you. It's Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen against the world, sort of. Well, not really. I think we have a lot of people that agree with us, even though we don't always agree ourselves. We don't have to.
But if we ran the world, just think about it, because even the stuff we don't agree about, we can agree about.
We figured out how to do it, which is something that they're having a hard time doing as usual. I noticed the Republicans have released a short-term bill to avert the shutdown at the end of the month because the fiscal year is over at the end of September. Federal calendar makes October 1st the first of the new spending year, and so now they're trying to broker.
Well,
last time I saw some numbers over the weekend, Jen, that suggested that if in fact this thing doesn't get straightened out, it could cost the taxpayers $3 billion in, for example, everybody gets paid after the fact.
I know. Furloughs.
Right?
It's just the stupidest thing.
It really is.
It makes me insane. That's another thing. If we got in and actually ran the government like business people, clean it up real fast. But they just can't. They can't do it. They just want to spend. They don't understand. And this is Democrats and Republicans.
Everybody. Yep.
Nobody deserves a pass in this department because everybody, none of them have been great stewards of our money. None of them.
All right. So I was looking at the story. There's a new, Iceland Air folks have come up with, they've taken one of their planes and they've converted it into use for private tours and trips. So the plane has 50 seats in it and they're all live, you know, it's the first class, and they're going on chartered trips with this thing. And there's a picture of one of the flights taken over the weekend. It's all over social media. Matter of fact, it was on the news. A flight from Iceland to England, and the passengers getting a look on both sides of the plane. The pilot made a detour so that you could see the northern lights. The plane actually went around in a circle so passengers on both sides could see these. This is a fabulous look at you can see it. It's pretty amazing. The lights, kind of a greenish hue to them.
Something I've always wanted to see. That's definitely amazing.
From a plane, too. I mean, imagine it from a plane. Yeah. It's fabuloso. So I think we'll post that on our social media. All right. So I'm looking at last week's The Chart. We talk about this on Fridays, and it airs on the Talk Radio Countdown Show over the weekend. The things that are different today than perhaps they were, and the things that are still the same from last Friday to today. And the thing that I want to know, frankly, where we are on, of all of the Biden stuff and the Trump stuff and yada, yada, the same things we talk about. But the United Auto Workers and their strike and some of the threats and how many people are being affected by this. They just shut down one plant for each of the manufacturers. But if what the leadership, the labor unions, UAW, United Auto Workers, have said, if you don't get this straightened out, we're going to make everybody, put everybody else on strike, everybody. So the car manufacturers don't want that because they put all of the contracts together at the same time. The union's smarter than the, the companies because everybody's contract for all the manufacturers comes up at the same time now. And so they're just coming out of the COVID problem of having enough supply to meet the demand. And so there's depending on the brand of car, there's from 30 to 90 days on the lots, most of the major car dealers in the country. And that has, this is for the first time since the 2020. So here we have things, but you all know you try to buy a new car during the COVID thing, what, you paid $5,000 over a sticker, $10,000 over a sticker, depending on what the model was. And so if this thing, these people, they know what's what. Their beef is the same, Jennifer, as the people that are on strike in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's the same concern, AI, and what are you going to do to protect our jobs? And the owners say, nothing. We're not going to protect your jobs.
It's unfortunate. Like for me, just being in Los Angeles, I feel like everybody's on strike because not only do we have the writers and the actors, one thing that doesn't get a lot of attention, and it will as things get closer to like the Olympics and stuff coming into LA, but hopefully they'll get it settled by then. But they've got a bunch of hotel workers on strike, and these are hotel workers at some of the most luxury brands that you can think of in Los Angeles. Now, those people are still are in this process where they strike like, and I'll use the air quotes, so, you know, like a surprise strike during the week. They actually let everybody know, but they're doing it once a week or once a month, and then they go back to work as part of their like negotiation. But these are workers in some major hotels in Los Angeles. Now you have the auto workers on strike. I mean, it seems like everybody is really freaking out a little bit about AI, but I was talking to a friend of mine. I don't know if I shared this with you, who's in the producers union, I think, and maybe it's directors union. And he said that their negotiators were just much more, I guess, smart and aware of what to do with AI rather than the writers and the actors, and that
right.
A lot of this is having to do with how their unions are approaching this rather than even the issue with the studios. We all know the studios are greedy, and they're just trying to put people out of their homes and let them wait this out until they make the conversation, until they're desperate enough to make a deal. But from his perspective, he actually thinks that the writers and the actors were failed by their own union not really going into this when they should have adapted.
I think they were,
the directors.
I agree.
Yeah,
they don't have leadership. Yep. So, all right, I'm doing a little traveling as you're talking. The Northern Lights thing brought me around to something that's going on. Once again, here we are in California, and off the Southern California coast, there are tours being conducted as we speak. Well, not at this hour of the day there, but there's a flourishing algae situation. All the people say, the algae is dying because of global warming. That's such crap. Here's a place, excuse me, pardon my flourishing time in front of all the ragweed yesterday, which is causing my voice to be compromised, shall we say. Anyway, the onlookers, the boats, the cruises that are going out to see this phenomena out in the I think Long Beach is where most of them are going out of, frankly. Mm-hmm. Here's a scientist who said, this is the most magical thing I've ever seen. The beautiful, where the water is clear, you can see these algae that are blooming and filling the. Well,
it's really beautiful.
Dusk. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you go up the PCH, you can see it. There are some people that are, you see pictures of people that are
underwater garden.
Yeah. They're sitting on the beach that are taking pictures of this stuff. This is something that really does fly in the face of all the people who are saying, we have marine problems. There are a lot of those little seahorses and things that are suffering, getting sick or dying because of the change. And algae, by the way, can be toxic as well. It may be beautiful, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's great for the environment under the water. It chokes out a lot of other stuff, and it does have an effect on animals. I remember when they used to clean out the Sudbury River in my neck of the woods, and they'd bring the stuff that came out of the river in trucks to my compost pile, and it made great fertilizer. It's very poignant, full of all kinds of rich things, but also it can be unfriendly to some of the stuff that many of the environmentalists are all worked up about. So, all right, as long as we're in California, Jennifer is an expert when it comes to wine, and a lot of people are wine drinkers, and they like to know, they appreciate when Jennifer goes off and talks about some of the wines. As she and her father are both, how do you actually pronounce? I always tease you because I say
sommelier. I know, you always do. Sommelier.
Sommelier, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at an overview of the Temecula Valley, which apparently is home to some of the most beautiful wines. I think we were talking about Napa a week or so ago, and now Sonoma is in focus. And this is just something that's standing out. I don't have, I'm not a wine drinker. I don't have, some magazine that comes to me. I just look around as I'm scouring all of the various sources that I use every day.
Well, it's really farming. So this is why I would think it would be something
Well, that's where I got it from, a farming magazine, yeah.
I think that you would like to go wine tasting because it is not just about going and getting drunk. It is, at least when I go, it's about learning. You talk to the winemaker,
and then
you see what
drunk.
They're doing. You're looking at, what was that?
I said, and then getting drunk.
And then getting drunk. No, but it really is about seeing how, you can have a wine that is made with the same grapes literally across the street from one another, and it's different because of the soil and the terroir.
Yeah, the soil is what makes the difference in the taste.
Yeah,
like
so it's
else.
Really,
yeah.
I find it really fascinating, and I think it's interesting to see different methods and stuff. But Temecula is actually near San Diego. Their wines are up and coming. Some of them are good. Others are still pretty young and, not as beautiful as you might get up north. But if you come to Temecula to visit, the amount of money that people have put into this area as an investment, the wineries are stunning. They are absolutely beautiful and breathtaking. Yeah. So it's really gorgeous. Now, just in, you know, in honest, all transparency, I think that some of the wines still need a little time, but it's still really fun for like a day trip.
Well, but you, yeah, I mean, that's it. The people who go on all these wine tours, they get on horses and they go into these trails and they go to some of these hot, very expensive places to get a massage. The horses, it's like, it's a wonderful way to spend a day or two. I'm going to Napa for Thanksgiving. And I don't know anything about
it. Oh, I'll have to make you a little list of things you'd enjoy up there.
Okay. Yeah, the kids are going up. Sophie's folks have a place in Napa. They're going for Thanksgiving. They invited me to come up. So I said I'll come, you know, for a day or so. And as long as I can, you know, stand to be in one place and take advantage of what there is there. As you,
yeah.
My friend Greg has used to have they converted a winery in this area to a grow facility, and apparently there's quite a bit of that going on.
Oh, there's
there.
A ton of that up there,
there
too. Yeah. You can learn for work, right?
Yes, right. Yes. Anything else? Okay, we'll do some crazy traveling. A Navy veteran's jaw was torn off over the weekend after being attacked by a bear. The whole bottom part of his mouth is gone. Attacked by a grizzly.
Gosh.
Bear while he was hunting in Montana. So the individual is they're going to rebuild his what, imagine getting that close to him. That's
did you see the guy who was bitten by the shark who just came out last week? And
yeah.
It literally was a shark bite from his eyeball down to his chin. Crazy.
So the sharks and the bears, and now there are 20 rattlesnakes. Somebody was some guy opened up a garage in Arizona. And there were 20 rattlesnakes, including a pregnant one.
Good night, nurse.
Yeah, right. Good night. It's 48 past the hour.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Tom Kreidler, who's here. He's the host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the extraordinarily famous, worldwide phenom that's called the Money Pit, which is a weekend radio program. But not only that, it's a whole enterprise of all kinds of things that'll help you around your home. There's that podcast that's been around. First one was done in 1934, I believe, by Tom, and they've been around since then. And then there's the Money Pit newsletter. But first, let's get to some questions from our audience here on Good Day. Tim, listener, says he's got yellow jackets this time of year on the farm around the ice cream. Somebody was complaining to him yesterday because the yellow jackets, they had this mother and father and their son are on the farm, and the bees are swollen. Well, that happens every year at this time.
Yeah.
That's not this guy's problem. He's got them going under his siding at the house. So does that mean that there's a nest under there someplace?
Yeah, absolutely. What I that's pretty common, especially, you know, as we get towards late summer. There's a couple of things that I do in situations like this, Doug. First of all, I try to find the main access points. You usually find, you know, the part where they're going into the siding.
Right.
And I will try to mount a sticky trap near there. Now, there's a type of trap. Rescue is a manufacturer of different types of DIY traps. They have something called a trap stick, which is kind of like this. It looks a little bit like a pineapple, but it's
really?
Got a cone that's covered by a plastic grid. And I love these things because I'll hang them, and I'll do it very carefully when it's early in the morning or late at night, right near the entrance of the nest. I'll just hang it there and let it go to work. And the funny thing is about this thing, it's got a column that's about maybe 2.5 inches in diameter, maybe 10 inches tall. And I look at it as a parking lot. I can tell you that after two or three days, there's hardly a parking spot left. So it kind of completes the number of wasps you have to deal with or bees you have to deal with there. And then once that's done, I will try to get in there and use a powdered insecticide and squirt it into the hole where they're coming in and out. Because the powdered insecticides, the insects will get it on their bodies and take it back to the nest. And then it helps to eliminate the entire nest. So it's kind of a two-step process. It's, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. And if it's something...
Murderer!
I mean, you have to go there when they're not active and you have to be smart about it. I mean, you can also use one of these sprays that has like a 12-foot spray on it, you know. But the thing is, it doesn't take out the nest and they'll just rebuild it eventually.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So you got the point there, Tim. The Money Pit Podcast has a focus on buying a foreclosed home. Why would that be any different than buying any other kind of home? Ooh. Is there a special
price?
Yeah, okay.
It's actually quite different, especially in terms of determining the condition of the home, because typically utilities are off and banks are limiting access to the foreclosed home. And so you have to be very, very careful about making sure you understand, you know, what the condition of that home is. So, for example, I will always suggest to my potential buyers, if I was a home inspector or when I was a home inspector, that those utilities be turned on, because you don't know what the condition is of the heating system, the cooling system, the plumbing system, the electrical system. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that you don't know about that. And it's also a little risky in terms of who's managing that property. I'll tell you a story. You know, some years ago, I had an inspection that I had done, and we did the house inspection. The utilities were off. I told them they absolutely had to have them on for a reinspection before closing. They waited and ultimately did not put them on, but they wanted me to come back and look at the house again anyway. They were willing to take some risk, but not a lot. I went back a day or two before closing. The pipes had frozen. There was 4 feet of water in the bottom of this little house. The drywall was swollen and coming off the walls. It was a disaster. So, you know, there's a lot of risk associated with foreclosures.
Yep. All right. So there's the latest from the Money Pit podcast that you can find at moneypit.com/podcast. As far as the newsletter is concerned, there's always tons of things that are especially helpful. Silly little things like paintbrushes and how do you keep them clean. I like to find as much. I still go out of my way to find paint that is not water-based paint.
Yeah, solvent.
Hard to find.
It's getting harder and harder, yeah. But yeah. I will say I'm finding that some of the latex paints are getting better. So, for example, I used a floor paint. It was called a stair and porch paint or something like that. Benjamin Moore makes it. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, that's the paint that I would never, ever buy latex for, because I think that the floor paints just need to be super durable, right, because of all the wear and tear. Well, I used it on a staircase in my house, and I'm really happy with it. It's been like 6 months now. It's showing no scratching or anything.
Really? Yeah, you gotta get special porch and floor paint to do stairs. I learned that. I didn't learn it. I had my guys doing fixing up some places in the barn, the walk-up, sand them well, clean them well, and paint them with that real heavy stuff. All right, all these bits and pieces of advice, MoneyPit.com newsletter and podcast at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler here on Good Day.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.